Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Monday, June 10th, 2024. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Pullman Community Montessori School to close. Moscow City Council members uncomfortable with Christchurch's suggested street name for a new street required by a conditional use permit near their new Logos school. They want to name it Dominion Way. And Narcan use month by month in Spokane increasing, and fentanyl overdose deaths sharply up in Spokane County since 2019. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Pullman Community Montessori's Board of Trustees voted unanimously last week to not appeal the Washington State Charter School Commission's decision to revoke its charter, meaning the school located in the Gladish Community and Cultural Center will close when the school year ends. Board Chair Robin McDonald told the Daily News, "It was a really devastating moment. We gave it our best shot, and no one ever stopped trying until we voted, but we felt it was the financially responsible thing to do." The school was expected to have a $500,000 budget deficit for the 2024 to 2025 school year. McDonald said the school's current financial situation would mean there would be a risk of closure in the middle of the next school year if they stayed open. She said, "There would always be a chance hanging over our heads if there was an unforeseen expense, drop in enrollment, or a situation arose. It wouldn't be safe for us to proceed or fair to our families moving forward like that." Pullman Community Montessori is the only charter school in Pullman, and since it opened in 2021, served kindergarten through the seventh grade. The State Charter School Commission started the process of revoking Pullman Community Montessori's charter in March. Commission members said last month enrollment was down from 113 students in January to about 80 last month, a decline of 29%, and projected Pullman Community Montessori would only have 14 days' worth of cash on hand at the end of this school year, which is below the 60 days cash on hand it should have as a third-year school. Since March, the Charter School Commission has been investigating the school, which is located in the Gladish Community and Cultural Center, and found multiple violations, including safety compliance problems, changes to the educational program without approval, and lack of cash on hand. The similarly named Montessori School of Pullman, which has served as a daycare, preschool, and kindergarten in the Gladish Center for 50 years, will remain open and is not affected by the closure of Pullman Community Montessori. The Coeur d'Alene Police Department lost its equipment storage building in a major fire Sunday morning. The fire started at about 5 a.m. Sunday. The building was located near the intersection of Kathleen Avenue and Ramsey Road. There were no injuries. Police called the building a total loss. Other law enforcement and SWAT teams store large vehicles at the building. Among the items destroyed were a tactical armored military-grade vehicle known as a Bearcat worth $170,000. Police also lost 16 four-wheeled vehicles, and they lost motorcycles for patrol. Two Moscow City Council members expressed discomfort with the suggested new street name from Christ Church-affiliated Faith Ministries Incorporated, also known as Logos School, which is building a new school and a church at 1515 Mountain View Road. This afternoon, the City Council's Public Works Finance Committee decided to put the name Dominion Way before the full City Council at a future City Council meeting without a recommendation. Under its conditional use permit for the new grade school and church, the city required Logos School to build a certain amount of infrastructure improvements to address the expected increase in traffic, including a new street off of Mountain View Road. The city council has final approval of street names, but Logos has submitted a request for the street name to be Dominion Way. Dominion theology is a group of ideologies that seeks to institute a nation governed by Christians as advocated by right-wing Christian nationalists. Adherents to Dominion theology claim there is a mandate for Christian stewardship over civil affairs and that Christians are biblically mandated to occupy all secular institutions, things that are necessarily rejected by both non-believers and those that understand the necessity of separating church and state. In 2005, journalist Frederick Clarkson said, "One of the characteristics of Dominionism is Dominionists promote religious supremacy insofar as they generally do not respect the equality of other religions or even other versions of Christianity." At the Monday afternoon City Council Public Works Finance Committee meeting, City Council members Bryce Blankenship and Haley Lewis expressed discomfort with the name Dominion Way. While the other member of the committee, Gina Tarusio, indicated she was okay with it, City Principal Engineering Technician Todd Drage outlined the rules for approval of new street names in the city of Moscow.
City Council gives final approval upon recommendation by the city engineer. In selecting new street names, consideration shall be given to the following. There shall be no duplication of existing names. No names, similar pronunciation or spelling shall be prohibited. Variations of the same name with a different street designation shall be prohibited, such as Birch Street, Birch Road, and Birch Drive. Proposed public street names, either by new plat or requested new naming, may not reference the name of an individual person, business, or organization, except those with substantial historical or civic significance as determined by City Council. No street name shall consist of more than two words or contain more than 15 characters, including spaces. No street name shall contain the words north, south, east, or west in the street name. When a street changes direction by approximately 90 degrees or any other significant geographic cue exists, the street name shall be changed. No new streets shall have more than one name, if a name is allowed. A new street that has less than a 125-foot centerline alignment offset from an existing street shall continue with the same street name.
That was Moscow City Principal Engineering Technician Todd Drage. Logos School had previously requested the street be named Logos Street, but Drage said that violates the city street naming rule prohibiting new streets to be named after organizations or businesses. Discussing the name Dominion Way at the Public Works Finance Committee meeting, council members Bryce Blankenship and Haley Lewis expressed discomfort with the name. Here's their discussion, and you'll also hear from City Council member Gina Tarusio, who does not have a problem with the name Dominion Way.
It makes me a little uncomfy, just kind of by the definition and the weight of the word Dominion. And I was kind of thinking about this as I was going through the packet that, I don't know, I was looking up the definition of Dominion, which is sovereignty or control, or the territory of a sovereign or government. And then various synonyms associated with Dominion include, but are not limited to, supremacy, ascendancy, dominance, superiority, preeminence, authority, mastery, control, command, etc. So I'm inclined to seek and provide further direction rather than approve here, just because I think that setting this precedent with such a forceful name makes me a little bit uncomfy, yeah. Even though it meets a lot of the requirements, and I'm appreciative of you walking us through that. I think that potentially opening up this door, because I went through this street directory 10 times to see if there were any words that were at all similar to the weight of Dominion, and there's not. And so I would just be cautious of making this move. So I am not inclined to recommend approval here.
Yeah, I went the same route of looking up the definition, and it doesn't sit well with me. I believe my job is to make sure we're presenting a more united Moscow and names have power. And so I have no qualms with the staff recommendation. It does, by textbook definition code and even precedent, fit. And so I'm not surprised by that recommendation, but I'm with you, Bryce. I would like to see other names from the applicant for consideration, because I'm not sold on this one. So Gina, what are your feelings?
I think I don't agree.
Okay, what do you got?
I just think that because we don't like the name is not a good reason to say no. And I understand the meaning of the name, but I'm sure there's a lot of underlying meanings in the names in our community. And I just think that this, I don't know that we can even do this.
Well, I mean, it's coming to us for approval. I'm looking in the audience. I would ask, I had hoped someone from the applicant would be here because I would potentially have some of my questions answered, and I'm not seeing anyone affiliated with the project. But.
My suggestion would be to go ahead and send it. You can send it on to the full council.
Happy for it to go to full council. Yeah.
That's what I was going to recommend.
Yeah.
For all of us to talk about.
I'm happy for it to go to full council.
Though.
But
correct. Yeah.
No approval.
I would recommend we don't recommend.
Yep, and that's just fine.
I would like to see it above in front of all of council.
We can put it on the regular agenda.
I would like it on regular agenda, yes. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Okay.
That was a discussion between City Council members Bryce Blankenship, Haley Lewis, and Gina Tarusio, who make up the Public Works Finance Committee. They were speaking Monday afternoon. You also heard from City Principal Engineering Technician Todd Drage briefly in that clip. The committee put the name Dominion Way on the regular agenda for an upcoming City Council meeting where the whole City Council can discuss it.
Programming on KRFP is sponsored by listeners like you and by SkyGlow Solar, offering solar power systems installations on the Palouse and surrounding region. Information at skyglowsolar.com or contact Brian Ogle at 208-310-4545.
Don't touch that dial. You got it right.
We're up in the morning when it first gets light, and we do it all day. Then we're up all night so you can listen to the radio.
You got it right.
Listen to the radio.
You've got it right.
Listen, anytime you listen, everybody's on a mission, and there ain't nothing missing when you listen to the radio.
Radio,
you got it right.
Community radio.
Listen,
you give a little listen to the radio.
Radio Free Moscow.
Fight Back Radio.
It's 90.3 on your radio dial. Fight Back.
Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for your support. So keep on listening and listening and listening.
Fight
See
Back.
Around. We're still here.
Radio.
Still here.
Fight Back.
Fight
Back.
Fight
Back. Fight
Back.
Fight
Back.
Fight Back.
Fight
Back.
Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador has signed a letter with 20 other Republican state attorneys general to the American Bar Association, asking them to repeal their diversity and inclusion standards for law schools. Diversity and inclusion standards are an effort to reverse the legacy of racism that has continued in higher education and the legal system, but in an argument now common in the current climate of right-wing politics, the attorneys general claim diversity and inclusion policies amount to racism and violate Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which, quote, prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes also signed the letter. The letter comes a year after the Trump Supreme Court told the private Harvard University they must end affirmative action because it makes admissions decisions based on race as a form of reparations for the legacy of racism, which is ongoing. The Idaho Capital Sun reports the Attorney General's letter, which is part of a campaign led by Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti, says the American Bar Association's diversity and inclusion standard for law schools, quote, seemingly asks law schools to defy the court's clear directive. In its current form, the standard all but compels law schools to consider race in both the admissions and employment contexts. The standard, as currently written, says law schools should, quote, demonstrate by concrete action a commitment to diversity and inclusion by providing full opportunities for the study of law and entry into the profession by members of underrepresented groups, particularly racial and ethnic minorities, and a commitment to having a student body that is diverse with respect to gender, race, and ethnicity. The policy also says the commitment must extend to faculty and staff. The attorneys general claim in their letter that policy suggests schools take concrete action such as special recruitment efforts and special financial assistance programs to expand diversity on campuses, which is something the right wing is against. The letter says if race-based admissions cannot satisfy strict scrutiny, then neither can racially motivated recruitment or financial aid. The letter, which Raul Labrador signed, says by maintaining diversity and inclusion standards, the American Bar Association would burden every law school in the country with litigation. It says further, if American legal culture internalizes the American Bar Association's determination to ignore unwanted legal obligations, our profession and our country may never recover. The TV network NBC reports Utah, Texas, and Tennessee have already, in the last 2 years, passed laws restricting diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at public institutions. Utah's law takes effect July 1st. The number of people treated with Narcan in the city of Spokane has been increasing month by month since February, according to statistics provided by the Spokane Fire Department, which responds to overdose calls in the city. Narcan, also known as naloxone, is carried by emergency crews and regular citizens to reverse fentanyl overdoses as well as overdoses from other opioids. In February, the number of people treated to Narcan in the city was 68. That steadily increased in March and April, and the number for May was 91. The number of deaths involving fentanyl in Spokane County has increased from about 15 in 2019 to 194 last year. There have been 104 deaths in Spokane County involving fentanyl so far this year. Spokane County Medical Examiner Dr. Veena Singh told the Spokesman Review, the shift from other drugs to fentanyl in Spokane arrived between 2018 and 2020. Singh said, when I started my career, it was heroin, then oxycodone, then diverted fentanyl stolen from hospitals. Suddenly, it exploded and took over everything. Last month, Spokane Mayor Lisa Brown declared a citywide fentanyl emergency, but said the emergency focuses on the area surrounding the intersection of 2nd and Division Streets downtown. More than half of the Narcan administrations have been in the area surrounding that intersection, including the East Central neighborhood.
More than 3 million acres of public lands in southeastern Oregon are poised for enhanced management by the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM is seeking public comment on a draft environmental impact statement released last week to amend the 2003 Lakeview Resource Management Plan for Lake and Harney counties. Hiker and small business owner Renee Patrick says the area needs more TLC as a gateway to the local outback.
Not only to recreation, but to the sagebrush steppe habitat, for the ecosystem and the animals that live there and the plants, and especially the dark night sky now that it's part of the Dark Night Sky Sanctuary.
The Oregon Outback International Dark Sky Sanctuary is the largest dark sky reserve in the world. The proposed plan promises to deliver management that balances wildlife conservation, watersheds, and wildlands, with continued multiple use of public lands. The BLM's amendment will consider a wide range of oversight options for lands with wilderness characteristics, grazing, and outdoor recreation, including off-highway vehicle use. Carl Findling owns a hiking gear store in Bend. He says Lake County is one of the fastest warming counties in the country and is taking the brunt of climate change.
That landscape is in some dire need of being protected and having some alternate uses. And so much in the desert needs an extra hand, and the federal government plays a large part in that.
Findling says Oregon's southeastern landscapes are vast and dramatic.
They are havens for pronghorn and sage grouse. As we know, sage grouse are in decline about 80% since I was born. So there's some real diversity out there that also is home to bighorn sheep.
During the 90-day comment period, the BLM also plans to host an in-person public meeting in Lakeview and two virtual public meetings to answer questions about the plan. For Oregon News Service, I'm Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by Pew Charitable Trusts.
And that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather, increasing clouds tonight, low 51. Partly sunny, then gradually becoming all sunny tomorrow, high 78. Breezy, southeast winds 5 to 10, becoming west 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Gusts up to 35, mostly clear, low 45 Tuesday night. Breezy, west winds 15 to 20, decreasing to 5 to 10 after midnight. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour. And mostly clear skies Wednesday through Friday. with a high of 69 Wednesday, 77 Thursday, and 70 on Friday. Lows 44 Wednesday night and 51 Thursday night. Current temperature 74. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. There's a drop-down box that says Support KRFP. You can underwrite programming, which is a cost-effective way of letting our listeners know your business supports community radio. You can adopt a DJ. There's a PayPal option, and there's a Patreon button as well. And once again, we'll gladly accept checks of any amount at KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a good night. Coming up next is Flashpoints, and then Bex is on the air in the new time slot for Spotlight, 7:30 to 9 p.m. tonight. And we'll have Chia Pet on the air, 9 to 11, to play music for you at 11 o'clock, syndicated world music with the Motherland influence right here on KRFP, Moscow Pullman. Have a good night.
Programming on KRFP is sponsored in part by C.F. Morrison Guitars at 130 North Grand Avenue in Pullman, providing lessons, repairs, and handmade acoustic and classical guitars. Open Wednesday and Saturday afternoons. Details at cfmorrisonguitars.com. KRFP thanks its donors and sponsors.